She was emaciated and on the verge of death. Her intestines weren't holding anything, so the workers had put a pan under her bed and cut a hole in the bottom of the bed, and everything in her was just pouring out into that pan. And I could tell that she had AIDS, both from the way she looked and the fact that she was off in this corner alone. The stigma of AIDS is vicious, especially for women. And the punishment is abandonment. When I arrived at her cot, I suddenly felt completely and totally helpless. I had absolutely nothing I could offer this woman. I knew I couldn't save her, but I didn't want her to be alone. So I knelt down with her and I put my hand out, and she reached for my hand and grabbed it, and she wouldn't let go. And I didn't speak her language, and I couldn't think of what I should say to her. And finally I just said to her, "It's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. It's not your fault."